Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Paul Lindblad. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Charles reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripoz strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires to first and picks off Green. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball towards center. Hinton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hinton. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Repos takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindblad strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charles bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Vern Handrahan now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Randy Schwartz pinch hits for Bill Edgerton. Randy Schwartz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwartz takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson pinch runs for Randy Schwartz. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires to first and picks off Campaneris. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 4 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Repose hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Joe Askew. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Rick Monday pinch hits for Phil Roof. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Tim Talton pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton strikes out. There goes Monday. The throw from Sims to Brown, and Monday is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Jack Aker now pitching. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Davis pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repose. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Bill Davis. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Wagner is walked intentionally. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser now playing second base. George Culver now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-5 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-5 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Green reaches second base with a double. Bob Hefner now pitching. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-1 in the game. Talton hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Booker pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker strikes out. One out. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dickin pinch hits for Larry Brown. Paul Dickin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.